Hello, everyone, and welcome to Monday Morning Hockey here on Perched on the Ice. A little something new I thought of during the offseason as to where I'm recording this on a Sunday night. It is about 9:18 p.m. We just got done with a weekend batch of games at Giant Center, and this will be released bright and early in the morning on Monday morning for all of you to consume at your leisure. I'm going to try and do this kind of like, you know, the morning edition paper, you know, kind of the little bit of hockey you get first thing bright and early on a Monday morning that you can skim through stats and stuff, and, you know, kind of like the old morning edition newspaper you used to get. Sort of inspired by what they do on hockeydb.com, where they have the morning report, which you have a bunch of scores and standings, which are done newspaper style. A dying art indeed. My name is Richard Blosser, host of Perched on the Ice, and I am here as well to present this to you. This is a bizarre hockey experiment. We will see how this goes throughout the season. When this is released, can and will change throughout the season, depending on when games end and how I am able to do this. Thank you to everyone who saw me throughout the weekend and welcomed me back to the Giant Center and said they listened to this podcast. Please continue to do so. Any thoughts, comments, and insults, the podcast has a email address, perchedontheice@gmail.com. All one word, perchedontheice@gmail.com. But as I said, this is all hockey, no bollocks. Let's go. The Bears kicked off their season Saturday night at Giant Center as the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Baby Penguins came to town for the first of 12 meetings between the two teams. Of course, it was opening night as the two as Wilkes-Barre had to wait out the Bears doing team introductions and everything. And a new lighting system was introduced at Giant Center that night. The Giant Center introduced new LED lights this year, and it was part of their tease over the summer that new additions were coming to Giant Center. And you know, with all that sweet, sweet chocolate hockey money coming in, you think they get a new sound system, which we need? No. You think they'd add in new goal lights, which could come down the line? Not really. They put in programmable LED lights that shine a nice big fluorescent white down there on the ice and helps the ice to glow, perhaps just a little bit. These things change into a shade of chocolate and also dim and set to go off in a set pattern whenever a goal happens, to kind of add to more of a goal presentation. I don't mind it. I'll cover this more on the podcast later on in the week. On the more regular podcast later on in the week, but it was just a little addition Giant Center put in. The team was introduced, some players not playing, of course, Riley Sutter, Cody Clark, still on rehab, and others that just didn't make it in time, that just didn't make the opening night roster as well, Christopher Bindelis as well, Tobias Geiser, and others who didn't make it as well. Wilkes-Barre made it out onto the ice, and we were underway at Giant Center, and if you had Alexander Alexiev to score the first goal of the Giant Center, you win! Alexander Alexiev, a minute and two into the game, picked his shot, picked his corner, and went right on Casey DeSmith. Oh, your starting goaltenders, Casey DeSmith and Vitek Vanacek. Alexander Alexiev, beautiful goal, just knocks it right by Casey DeSmith, and we are off to the races early, 1-0, but it wouldn't last as a rebound shot put in on Vitek just stopped right there on the crease, and Joseph Lucchini just knocks it right past of Vitek to tie the game at 1. Little bit of rebound control, and Wilkes-Barre just really getting in a nice fast game. And speaking of fast, well, Wilkes-Barre one stop there, transition play, crossing play to Nosin, who knocked it past Vitek, just a real nice quick entry into the zone, quick little two-on-one, cross pass, knock, and just deposit it into the net. Who is this Wilkes-Barre Scranton team, and what have you done? Mike Vecchielli, what are you doing to Wilkes-Barre, dear sir? I do not approve of this. But that lead wouldn't last for long, as indeed Christian Juice, welcome back to Hershey, on a nice little, either was a rebound or a crossing feed, and Juice just blasted it right home past Casey DeSmith. Believe it was a power play goal, and the game is tied yet again. So we head into the second. Nosen got another one as he just gripped one and ripped one right past. It was another rebound, and he was just in right place at the right time to deposit past Vitek. Ended as 3-2 Wilkes-Barre in a lively crowd at Giant Center. Of course, when Wilkes-Barre comes to town, there's always a good smattering of gold and black throughout Giant Center. Could be worse. Could be Phantoms. As we head into the third period, this is where we got a little bit of an issue. Into the third, with about a couple minutes into the third, Bears got a power play. A shot was thrown in on Casey DeSmith, and the whistle was blown. Shot was thrown in on Casey DeSmith. Bears chip it up and over DeSmith, and boom, tie game, 3-3. Nope, whistle had blown because the ref had lost sight of the puck. He was on the other side of Casey DeSmith. The puck was loose, but the ref lost sight of the puck. You may not have liked it, but it was the right call as the ref puck came into play. And I know a lot of people at Giant Center didn't like it because it was a quick whistle. And technically the law is if he doesn't see it, if he loses sight of the puck, you blow the play dead. And that's exactly what it was. Again, it ain't right, and it's what happened. So as the power play ended, the puck was knocked out of the zone. Out comes Anthony Angelo out of the box. Is somebody covering him? Lucas Johansson tries to cover him, but Angelo skates right around Lucas and tucks it right underneath Vitek, and it's 4-2 Wilkes-Barre. A lot of people got upset at Lucas, including this guy right here, as I thought Lucas could have done more. He was way out of position, and too many players were playing up at the end of the power play, and it's the old adage, off the box and on the board. And do you put this on Vitek a little bit? Is the goalie should have made a save that you needed, that you really needed right there? Again, there were multiple factors on this play. There was the BS call at the other end of the ice. There was the bad coverage. Lucas was the only man back. And a goalie, tried to make a save and didn't. And it's 4-2. It's a two-goal lead. But the Bears tried to grind. Matt Molson gets one late. It's Matt O'Clock, everyone. A 6-on-4 power play goal to bring the Bears within one. And they tried to get one more, but just couldn't, as Wilkes-Barre survives and gets out of Dodge with a 4-3 win at Giant Center. Casey DeSmith stopping 36 of 39 as Vitek Vanacek stops 26 of 30. It sucks, but it's only game one. It's game one. We're going to see these bastards 11 more times, including next Saturday at Giant Center. And one thing I noticed with Wilkes-Barre, Vecchielli brought a lot of his system from Charlotte up to Wilkes. Run and gun, transition, speed and sniping, everybody jumps in on the play. Activate the defensemen, get the forwards up quickly. When you're on offense, you go. And to me, as a fan of a rival, that is very scary. Now, DeSmith, he's a good goalie. He'll do just enough to let you win. And this team really taps into their potential. It's like watching the origins of a supervillain. That it is, you see the evil that is brewing, and that could be an issue later in the year. So, right back at it on a Sunday as the Providence Bruins came to town just after a visit up in Lehigh the following night, where they shut out and shut down the Lehigh Valley Phantoms, thank you, and came to Giant Center for the first of six times we will see them, 3 at Giant Center, 3 up in Providence, which we will be at one of the Providence games later this year. Early on in the game, Providence, Ryan Fitzgerald just on a turnover from the boards as Beck Malenstein just got caught with a blind pass backwards from the boards, went right to Ryan Fitzgerald in the slot and just blew one by Phoenix Copley. Oh, your starting goaltenders. I'm sorry. I'll get used to this as we go along. Your starting goaltenders were Phoenix Copley and Dan Vladder down at the other end. And Ryan Fitzpatrick just blasts a beautiful puck right past Copley. While Providence was just, this was a typical Providence game. It was a very grit and grind, up and down, clog the middle, don't give you prime shots or anything. And this frustrated Hershey and fans to no extent. In the second period, we finally got one back just as the power play was ending. A clearing attempt was blocked down by Michael Scarbosa with his back. Came right to him, flipped it to, it wasn't Molson. I can't really pull it up right now because I'm trying to do a quick version of this. And it was fed right back to Scarbosa, who deposited right past Darth Flatter to tie the game at one. And this turned into a grinder and a goaltender's duel. And what really got me with this was that with about 10 minutes to go into the game, Hershey got tired. This team, you know, was slow and sluggish. It was like the end of a 3-3 Northeast trip where we're in Bridgeport at a 3 o'clock game. There was reaching, there was slow, the tank was empty, and even the Bears were being given power plays late in the game, and you just couldn't convert, and it was frustrating and aggravating that you were trying and just nothing would get home, including three power plays within the last final minutes and even into overtime as well, and you just kept trying and nothing really worked. And all credit to Dan Vladar, who played outstanding, and the Bears just looked like they were playing for a point. Just get us to overtime, and we already got a point on the season. And they went to overtime. The Bears had a 4-on-3 to start overtime, could not convert. Some good saves by Vladar, including a nice slide over and kicking it out with his leg pad. And I think it was Scarbosa, had him dead to rights, just couldn't put it home. Another power play was given to the Bears as well later on in overtime, thanks to a hook. And some good grind-out work by Juice. And the boys, again, just couldn't convert. And at the end of the power play, Brandon Gaunce and a few other penalty killers came into the zone as just the Bears were just caught flat-footed, threw a puck on net. Copley appeared to make a save, but the puck just sat right on his side, and in comes Brandon Gaunce. Copley didn't have the puck covered. It just sat, and nobody got it. And Brandon Gaunce just came in and deposited it into the net. Providence 2, Hershey 1, thank you for playing. And it just kind of sucks because the Bears 0-for-7 on the power play, and Providence was 0-for-4 as well. Bears had 22 shots on goal. Providence had 24. All credit to Dan Vladar stopping 23 of 24. Wait a minute. Stopping 21 of 22, actually, and Copley stopping 22 of 24. Just, you were given chances. You had your chance, and you just didn't put it home. You were gassed at the end of the game, and you were tired. And maybe, you know, the boys just need a little bit more seasoning and conditioning. But we see this, we've seen this for years. Slow starts in October means we got to get a lot of wins in the winter. And who knows? We could win both games next weekend, and this is a moot point. But it could also very well be possible that we just saw three of the better teams in the Atlantic in March, in Hershey, Wilkes, and Providence, because we saw the potential with Hershey. It's there. The power play moves the puck around, gets good shots on. Christian Juice is a grip it and rip it power play quarterback blaster that's really been missing. Aaron Ness, we love you. Actually, I should say Juice is actually the Ness replacement if he stays down here. And there was a lot of good, but just a lot of frustrating in two losses this weekend, even though the Bears got a point in one of the games. Providence goes to 0-2 on the season. And we head into next weekend as the boys head to the Electrodrome to take on the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. 7:05 start there at the Electrodrome in the PPNL Center. I will not be there, but I will be live updating on the Bears fan club page as well. And next Sunday, Wilkes-Barre comes back to town for the rematch, second of 12 meetings on the season as Wilkes-Barre returns. It was also Hershey Park Pass night. Woo! I'll give my feelings on that on a later date. But to everyone, thank you for listening. This has been your Monday Morning Hockey. Enjoy your week, and we will see you next time.